It's definitely a tough loss. You know, he was a big part of the defense, but you know, we're going to have to, you know, put some move some guys around and, you know, make it happen. So, you know, we're ready and we're getting prepared to go play Detroit.
When the Justin Tuck went down, he was called on for more of a role and pretty much have responded. Is that the case still, with or even more so with Alden gone, or does your role change?
I don't really know. I mean, whatever they ask me to do, you know, I'm pretty much up for it to do it. And so if they need more from me, then I'm willing to do that as well. I just kind of feel like I'm just going to go out there and do what I've been doing each week, just try to get better and better, regardless if Alden's on the side of me or someone else on the side of me. I'm going to give it all for the Raiders and go out there and produce.
The mantra here is always do your job. Is there a danger when the player goes down of trying to do more than your job and then getting outside yourself a little bit? Do you have to guard against that?
Not necessarily. I mean, you just be yourself. You know, don't do too much. Just do your job like we say, and, you know, I think we'll be prepared.
Where are you going to miss him the most on the field?
I mean, it's always great when you have someone like him outside that draws double teams or triple teams, and it kind of helps you free you up sometimes. So definitely going to miss him a lot in the pass rush game.
Everybody always talks about him as a pass rusher, but he has been very good against the run. That's an area where you guys had been really good, struggled the last couple of games. You know, how much does his loss impact the run defense, and what do you guys need to do to kind of get back to where you were
I think even when we were doing bad and even when we were doing good, it wasn't per se just because of one person. I think it was just us, you know, beating ourselves, you know, not being in the gap and not being assignment sound.